This tea is piping hot. Get the latest celebrity news first all day long with hot headlines from OKMagazine.com.
With global attention on whether Donald Trump will deploy U.S. military forces in response to Israel's actions against Iran, the former president drew headlines for a crude joke about a pea. After cutting short his attendance at the G7 summit for Situation Room briefings, Trump emerged on the White House lawn, still undecided on military action, but eager to showcase two planned 100-foot flagpoles to boost his patriotic display. Here's an insider look at recent unusual happenings surrounding Trump. A military option in the air as Trump addressed the media, many anticipated clarification on rising tensions with Iran. However, he remained indecisive, stating, "I may do it, I may not do it. Nobody knows what I'm going to do." Iran's got a lot of trouble when asked about military options. Flagging his intentions, Trump expressed excitement about erecting the new flagpoles, boasting features such as a nice tapered top and that the rope goes inside them. During the presentation, he jokingly asked workers if any were undocumented and likened the flagpoles to metaphorical compensation. Weird texts, weird phrase. The night took a bizarre turn when Trump shared an odd message from Mike Huckabee, the U.S. ambassador to Israel, praising him as the most consequential president in a century. Huckabee pushed Trump to follow his voice on Israeli matters, culminating in an overstated sentiment of honor in serving him. No de-escalation here. Contrary to UK advice for de-escalation, Trump's posts on Truth Social suggested aggression, warning the Ayatollah that we knew exactly where the so-called supreme leader is hiding, and making a cryptic call for unconditional surrender. Misjudging Iran's nuclear ambitions, Trump found himself at odds with U.S. intelligence regarding Iran's nuclear capabilities. When questioned about this on Air Force One, he dismissed contrary opinions, asserting, "I think they were very close to having one." Cruz and Carlson showdown. In another highlight, Tucker Carlson and Ted Cruz had an awkward encounter, drawing criticism for a segment that culminated in Carlson challenging Cruz's knowledge of Iran's population. Kristi Noem's health scare. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem was hospitalized due to an allergic reaction, but a DHS spokesperson confirmed she's alert and recovering. Stephen Miller steps back, and in a controversial development, the Department of Homeland Security reversed earlier guidance exempting farms and hotels from ICE raids, guaranteeing no safe spaces for those harboring criminals.
We'll keep you updated throughout the day with the scalding details. For more fiery headlines, visit OKMagazine.com and hit subscribe.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.